Now, how many of you listening this morning are waiting for a scan? An X-ray, an MRI, a CT, an ultrasound? Well, if you are, you are one of at least 260,000 people who are on an ever-growing waiting list. Like much in the health system, more use is being made of private medicine. Consultants in public hospitals are using funding from the National Treatment Purchase Fund to send their patients for scans in private medical facilities. But that money is running out, and the demand is still growing. And doctors are worried that the longer patients have to wait, the sicker they will become. Kieran Dineen's report begins with the words of consultant radiologist Professor Gabrielle Colleran.
If you have somebody that has a bad cough, weight loss, the general practitioner might be concerned about them, and the NTPF is funding various clinics and pathways across respiratory medicine, gastroenterology.
Gabrielle Colleran, a consultant radiologist, books urgent scans for public patients in private clinics using funding or vouchers made available via the state's National Treatment Purchase Fund, or NTPF.
So the radiology consultant will look at it, and if they say, okay, severe headaches, early morning vomiting, this could be a brain tumour, they know there aren't many urgent slots in the hospital, but they know that this patient is well enough to walk into another centre and get their MRI, they will note on it, urgent, needs to be done within 1 month, suitable for outsourcing.
But now, after less than 6 months, those NTPF vouchers used to book scans have almost run out.
55,000 of the funded 70,000 have already been used. So for the remainder of the year, it's the 23rd of May, we only have 15,000 for the second 7 months, having used 55,000 so far. So that does unfortunately mean people potentially waiting longer. And there's also the risk of people needing to present to the emergency department in order to get access to care.
Could that mean then a consultant saying to a patient, you really, really urgently need this scan, but if we go through the public system, you could be waiting a number of months. I think you should go back into the emergency department, wait 10 hours, 12 hours, maybe 24 hours. But once you get through that wait, you'll get your scan done quicker.
So I think that's the scenario that all of us want to avoid, because that is not a good outcome for that patient, and it's not a good outcome for the patients and the staff in the emergency department, and it's not a good use of hospital capacity. But where we have inadequate urgent outpatient access, then unfortunately those are the kind of scenarios that evolve.
Another path to get scans done in a private setting is a community diagnostic scheme. Ty Crowley is a GP in Kilkenny.
Look, it's been in a number of years ago now, Kieran, in terms of allowing general practice as much as possible to keep people out of hospital for organising certain investigations such as ultrasound and MRI scans. Hitherto, we had to refer to a medical outpatient, or maybe actually a medical assessment, or in fact into casualty. So the scheme was designed for scans and X-rays that would benefit GPs in keeping people out of hospital.
Ty Crowley, who is chair of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee, says in some cases consultants who can't access the NTPF funding stream are sending patients back to GPs to get scans done.
You know, and our hospital colleagues are under huge pressure to try and get scans done. And with the number of scans that are being done in the hospital, we have noticed that there are probably more requests coming into general practice to get scans done for patients. But I suppose I'd be saying this wasn't what the scheme that was introduced in general practice. This wasn't what it was for.
Am I right in saying that GPs want this practice to end?
I think for the overall good of the patient and for the overall good of the population, it's bad medicine when that happens. So ideally, in an ideal situation, if a GP has referred in for a consultant opinion and the consultant opinion says, look, this scan is required both for the patient, the population, and for actually their fellow colleagues of medical legal risk, that I think it would be better if it was done in that environment.
In response to our queries, the Department of Health said the NTPF scheme, as used by some consultants, was never intended to be used for scans that should be performed as part of general hospital core activity. The NTPF has made the AGC aware that demand for the scheme far exceeds the available funding. The Department of Health said the NTPF must operate within an agreed funding allocation, while it's a responsibility of hospital management to manage and make the most effective and efficient use of its resources. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association wants more funding this year for NTPF vouchers. Gabrielle Colleran is their vice president.
Each one of those is a person with concerning clinical symptoms who is waiting in limbo until they get the next piece of their treatment pathway, which is their scan, to help guide whether they're getting medication, surgery, whatever is next. Until that happens, that person is waiting.
And that was consultant radiologist Professor Gabrielle Colleran ending Kieran Dineen's report.